From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, Idaho Republican Congressman Raul Labrador on possible airstrikes. How should Congress debate the president's plan?
But first, more rain looks like it's on the way for the southwestern United States, where flooded roadways killed two people and left others stranded. Record-breaking rainfall from remnants of Hurricane Norbert left up to 4 feet of water in parts of the Phoenix area. One woman died after her car was swept away in Tucson. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer declared a state of emergency because of the flooding, and the National Weather Service says the effects of Norbert could hang around through this evening. Joining us from Phoenix is Nick Blumberg. He's a reporter with Here and Now contributor KJZZ. Nick, the pictures coming out of the Southwest are just incredible. Interstate highways that are turned into rivers with abandoned vehicles. What is it like there today?
Well, we're definitely still dealing with the after effects. Many of the people who lost power, for example, have had it restored, but not everyone. In part of Mesa, an eastern suburb, power's not going to be back on until this evening because transformers are still underwater. Now, a lot of Arizona is under a flash flood watch until tonight. Fortunately, that doesn't cover Phoenix, but there is still flooding out there that hasn't receded. Water with nowhere to go. People have been, evacuated from homes. There are still flooded streets, so we're definitely still dealing with it.
And officials knew that this storm was coming for a few days, but is there anything that could have been done to prepare in an area that is not used to this kind of rain?
Well, there are flood control measures in place here. For example, in the suburb Scottsdale, there's this 11-mile-long low-lying green belt that's built to flood. And it did. I was there yesterday. It was 5 feet deep and rushing like a river. But, obviously Interstate 10 is not built to flood. The rainfall was so heavy, there was only so much that could be done. In the Tucson area, you mentioned there were, two people killed in rushing water. One was driving a car. One was a passenger. There weren't reports of serious injuries here in Phoenix, but there were 14 water rescues. Phoenix's emergency management director, Kevin Kalkbrenner, briefed the media yesterday. He said Phoenix was just inundated with calls during the rain. Let's take a listen.
The fire department experienced 1,300 calls from about 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. The police department experienced 3,491 calls from midnight to 10:30 this morning. That's 2,000 more calls than last Monday, just to give you some perspective.
So once the floodwaters have finally gone down and everything's, cleaned up, people are back in their homes, officials are definitely going to be evaluating what flood controls are in place, if any of them failed, and what we need to do going forward.
And give us a sense, especially for those people who don't live in the Southwest, how unusual is it to get this much rain all at once this time of year?
It's almost unheard of. It was the most rain in a calendar day ever in Phoenix. We broke the record set back in 1939. So the official measure at the airport was 3.29 inches. Some areas got more than 5 inches, and we usually only get 7 inches of rain a year. So it was really, really unusual. Now, this is the rainy season. It's our monsoon season here. So we're used to bursts of thunderstorms, but it's really rare for hours and hours of a downpour like this.
And as we know, the Phoenix area, as well as a lot of the West is in the middle of this terrible drought right now. Does this help at all?
It's not really likely to do very much, even though it created some havoc here and there was a lot of flooding. You saw people kayaking down the street. Meteorologists don't really think it's going to do a lot to ease the drought or to help fill up our reservoirs. And plus, we've already had monsoon thunderstorms last week and the week before. So the ground is pretty soaked here. A lot of the water didn't really sink in, didn't really have anywhere to go.
Nick Blumberg, reporter with Here and Now contributing station KJZZ in Phoenix. Nick, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.